Brian Lennon, past chairman of the Kansas Wheat Commission, shared success stories related to exports, consumer outreach, research, and more in testimony to the Kansas legislature. Research remains the central focus of the Kansas Wheat Commission. The organization recently celebrated 7 years in the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, which was funded by farmers through the wheat assessment and now includes 37,000 square feet of laboratory and greenhouse space and a dozen full and part-time plant scientists. The commission also invested more than $1.3 million in research proposals for work that will help wheat farmers increase and improve profitability, plus ensure the quality and integrity of Kansas-grown wheat to end users and consumers. The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center also houses a test kitchen, and the Kansas Wheat Commission employs a full-time nutrition educator, both pieces of the organization's nutrition education efforts. Kansas Wheat also belongs to two national consumer education organizations, the Wheat Foods Council and the Home Baking Association. Average monthly traffic to the Commission's Eat Wheat virtual campaign now totals nearly 65,000 visitors, boosted by COVID-19 pandemic consumer trends related to bread baking and cooking at home. Through Eat Wheat, the Kansas Wheat Commission shares farming practices and showcases the story of the American wheat farmer through recipes, crafts, and profile stories. The Eat Wheat campaign reaches consumers within the United States, but the Kansas Wheat Commission also promotes Kansas hard bread winter wheat to international end users through a partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates. Kansas farmers export roughly half of their wheat crop each year. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Kansas Wheat Commission and market development partner U.S. Wheat Associates switched from in-person programming to virtual trade teams and crop quality seminars. Kansas Wheat also works closely with the IGP Institute to provide additional educational opportunities for domestic and international milling groups, grain buyers, and farmers. As a result of these activities and market dynamics, hard red winter wheat exports ended the year up 8% from the prior year at 374 million bushels. Top customers, Mexico, Nigeria, and Japan, continue to be steady buyers of hard red winter wheat, while Latin America had a nearly 20% increase in wheat imports. Lennon said, because of the importance of exports, trade issues have been on the forefront of our efforts over the past year. Lennon chairs the Joint International Trade Policy Committee for U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers. He said, we believe it is in the best interests of wheat farmers to renegotiate trade agreements and maintain relationships with our international customers. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.